the very beginning of salvation. The Lord gave me a great love. A great love for His Word from the very beginning of my conversion. And yet to spend hours a day in the Bible. I began to spend hours on the Word of God, read the whole Bible in 6 weeks. I read the whole Bible in 6 weeks and went on every line in the vessel of our service. And I went on marking the lines which says God said, and also on the matter of baptism. And what? And we were that tiny fragment, and God said, and God said, God spake, and God said. Then I noticed that sign, such light. And that phrase occurred 558 times in the Word of God of Malachi. That expression, God said, or God spake, occurs 558 times in the first 5 books of the Bible.
And 2,000 times in the end of Malachi.
And the same
is the only book in the whole world in that phrase, the King's Malachi.
It is the only book which has that phrase. And so I repeat it so many times.
And I began to say, Lord, speak with me. I do want to hear thy voice.
When I saw that, I said to the Lord, Lord, speak with me. I want to hear your voice.
But it took me 2 years to understand fully God's voice.
But it took 2 years for me to understand fully God's purpose and God's voice.
Somehow, I did not understand clearly the meaning of the testimony in baptism in the beginning.
Somewhere or other, in the beginning, I could not understand fully the meaning and the purpose of baptism.
I read the Bible very sincerely. And I wanted to obey Him fully. But somehow I was kept in darkness about the spiritual value and meaning of baptism. But one day in the month of February in 1932, at that quiet time, God spoke to me. By reading the Gospel of Matthew and 3rd chapter.
Began to read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3.
Now that I read that portion, verse 13, John the Baptist. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming, John the Baptist, to be baptized of him.
When I read Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, I am baptized of him.
The Lord said to me, how are you in any way better than your Savior?
Then the Lord said to me, are you in any way better than your Savior?
I said, Lord, I never said that.
I said to the Lord, Lord, I never said that.
Then the Lord said to me, how about baptism?
Then the Lord said to me, then what about baptism?
And like a sword pierced my heart.
Like a sword that words pierced into my heart.
And without understanding, the next day or second day, I was baptized.
But without understanding fully, the next day I obeyed the Lord and I was baptized.
That was in Vancouver, Canada. And from that day, everything changed for me. I found a new hunger for the Word of God than before. And new liberty in prayer and new liberty in fellowship. And that went on regularly. Similarly, my father also took me 2 years to know about baptism.
And similarly, it also took my father, after his conversion, about 2 years to understand the meaning of baptism.
I had the privilege to baptize my own father in the year 1946.
I had the privilege of baptizing my own father in the year 1946.
He read the Bible also for many hours a day.
He also read the Bible many hours of the day.
But when I spoke to him about baptism, he always said to me, it's not necessary.
But when I told him about believer's baptism, he told me that was not necessary.
I said, Tim, you are my father, I can't argue with you.
I told him, you are my father, I cannot argue with you.
But I only pray, one day God himself will speak to you and take away your doubts.
But I pray, I told him that I will pray that the Lord himself may speak to you and take away your doubts.
And the Lord heard my prayer.
And the Lord heard my prayer.
One morning, my father was walking on the roadside on the way to a high court in Lahore, Pakistan now.
One morning, he was on his way to the high court in Lahore.
And he felt very tired. He came inside the private building, church building, to the empty building.
While walking, he became very tired, and so he walked into a church building.
And then he sat there just to take rest.
And he sat there to take rest.
Saw
a bright light shining before him.
With
these words,
Behold, the Lamb of God, who taken away the sin of the world.
Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world.
God said, my father said, Lord, yes, you have saved my son, save me also.
Then his father said, Lord Jesus, you saved my son, please save me also.
So my father came to me.
Then my father came to me.
And said to me, now I know. What did it mean by baptism?
Then he said to me, now I know the meaning of baptism.
Then I asked him, first of all, are you sure you are born again?
Then I asked him whether he was sure that he was born again.
Both of us went to a neighboring field to have my time.
Then both of us went into a neighboring field to have our quiet time.
And I explained to my father in simple language the meaning of new birth and baptism.
Then in a simple language, I explained to my father the meaning of both salvation and baptism.
Again it was in the field, my father knelt down and in tears, he confessed all his sins and accepted God as Christ and his personal Savior.
And there, right on the field, and with tears streaming down his cheek, he knelt down and confessed his sin and received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord.
That was a very happy day for me.
That was a very great happy day for me.
And they saw the shining face of my father and the dear baptism coming out of the water.
And then he was baptized, and when I saw him, his happy face shining with joy and coming out of the water.
But before